Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Mindful Minutes, a podcast where we brainstorm marketing ideas and strategies specifically for small and medium businesses. We keep India at the core, which is where we are coming through towards our today's topic. You know what? Over the past few days, I was thinking about what is it that we can discuss. And I started with thinking around what's India's victory teaching us around brand building, team strategy, you know, something around strategic marketing lessons that we can learn from the current scenario that happened between India and its neighbor. Also around how strategic CMOs can win like Team India did one game at a time. But, you know, that is where I said, instead of going bigger, let's start smaller. Let's start with a perspective that is really required right now when marketing or sales or business is trying to craft a specific strategy. And that's where this topic came about. Bharat is rising. Let's discuss around how to craft region-specific marketing strategies, be it tier 1, tier 2, or tier 3 cities in India. You know, sometimes, or most of the times, when you're marketing in India, it feels like you're trying to sell gelato in a snowstorm. It feels like wrong place, wrong people, wrong time. And yet, we see brands doing it all the time. Today, let's talk about Bharat, not India. Yes, Bharat, there's a difference. Bharat isn't just a poetic synonym. It's a layered, living, unpredictable reality that runs on UPI and Jugaad with as much fluency as memes as in local dialects. So let's try and unpack how to actually think about region-specific marketing strategies, like I said, across tier 1, tier 2, or tier 3 cities in India. And let's do this without sounding like a cultural anthropologist, you know, who's got a sales quota. Let's start by discussing what is this tier illusion? There are bureaucratic, leftovers. Are they actually leftovers that don't reflect how aspiration is distributed today? Because sometimes a tier 3 student might be buying a Coursera course on a cracked iPhone, while a tier 1 executive could be scrolling Instagram for dopamine hits and not SaaS software. You know, that's where these labels actually are pocketed behaviors. So let's roll around with them carefully. Let's start with tier 1 cities like Delhi's, Bangalore, Pune. They are not just saturated market. They are also cynical. Your attention is currency. Your content, if it does not interrupt like a stand-up comic or seduce like a Netflix trailer, it's not going to work. Now, the key perspective here is don't market. Create movements. That's what works. Let's move to tier 2, like Nashik, Indore, or Kochi. These are the cities where the real magic is brewing. There's aspiration, purchasing power, and an emerging sophistication in digital behavior. These audiences are loving brands that speak their language, not just linguistically, but aspirationally. That's the connect in tier 2. What about tier 3? That's where patience and presence matter most than packaging. And if you're in edtech or fintech or agritech, you don't need just the reach. You need what we call as trust. This is less optimize your funnel and more earn your place at the table scenario. So that's where we debunk the first end of the discussion. What's moving on? What's next? Is Hindi to English to Heartland? Is it just a language or is it just a translation? Well, let's talk about language. And no, I don't mean should we localize this ad into, let's say, Kannada or Marathi. I mean, are we even speaking their emotional vocabulary? English in tier 1 is not just language. It's a default UI of modern aspiration. But maybe not in tier 2, tier 3. Language is trust. And I've seen FMCG brands grow not just 2x, but 3x just by swapping Sasta with value for money. That's what happens, especially in Marathi. Sasta is cheap, but not in a bad way. That's how subtle it is. It is surely subtle, but definitely game changing. A real challenge or real strategy could be, don't try to localize just the content. Try and let's localize the context. This is very true when you're doing it, even for any localization campaign across the borders. For countries who have a different dialect than English, everything what I've just said also works. So what does financial independence mean in Patna versus Pune? What does fast delivery signal in Udaipur versus Gurugram? Can we try and figure out? If you can, then you're halfway in. So a tech touch on the same app will give a different experience on all these tier one, tier twos, or tier threes. Too many brands actually assume everyone uses apps the same way. But tier threes usually don't swipe like tier one users. And I know, some of you might ask why, but they don't have 5Gs, or maybe they don't trust apps like, with OTPs, or maybe. But they use voice more than typing. Have you heard this? If not, here's a new one. They use voice more than typing. That's why they don't trust. One of my clients actually realized that their tier two, tier three customers never actually went past their homepage. And it turned out that they were just reading headlines to decide if the brand felt right. They didn't require a demo or a pricing. It was just vibes. So if we redesign our homepage to speak like a shopkeeper, your product sabse zyada bikta hai types, and boom, you might see a X percentage increase in your conversions, right? So don't just design for screens is what I believe. Let's design for behaviors. And sometimes design for browsers that haven't been updated since 2020. That's a technical part. Moving on, what about distribution? See, distribution is still the king, but king rules differently in different kingdoms. A tier one king is probably D2C. And they could have performance marketing, influencers, that skincare routines and indoor plans and whatnot. But in tier two, a combo of D2C, retail partnerships, and regional influencer shoutouts that feel more like a voice note than polished endorsements, they actually work. So what about tier three? Think WhatsApp, a mom and pop shows, regional YouTube and trust circles. And you definitely have to forget a big ticket influencer here. The guy who runs the nearest mobile recharge shop has more pull than any Bollywood actor. Moving on, your CRM, yes, shouldn't just tag them as tier three. It actually should ask, did they hear about us from an ad or from a neighbor? Did they visit the store before buying online or vice versa? So your funnels actually need anthropology more than automation. Did I spell it right? It's probably anthropology, not anthropology. Anthropology. Yeah. Aspirations aren't just uniform, and that's the point. So here's the myth that I wanted to discuss and probably debunk today, that Bharat is not behind India. It's actually, they are no different. It's on a parallel track. But the rules are different when you say Bharat, when you say India. An entrepreneur in Jaipur may be consuming Harvard Business Review in English, but selling on Bisho in Hindi. And that's not a contradiction. That's a business strategy here. So how does a strategic marketer work, or what do they do in 2025? Yes, we should stop pushing campaigns. We should start listening for cultural signals. We should start building for people who don't want to be the next Bangalore. They want to be the first Madurai or the first any city, you name it. So yeah, Bharat is rising, not slowly, not cautiously, but definitely confidently. And if your marketing still sees India as one big playground, you'll be outpaced by a startup in a town you can't even pronounce it. So yes, if there's one lens I leave you with, it's this. India doesn't scale, it multiplies. Your job is not to simplify it, your job is to respect it. Speak its languages, sync with its rhythms, and above all, show up with curiosity, not assumptions. Until next time, stay mindful, stay curious. This is Tanisha Poddar, signing off. Bye-bye.